There are stories told that surpass time and setting. Stories told around fires generation after generation. Tonight is the tale of The Good Orc, a parable of the Nine Realms presented by the Bard and Bible.
The tavern had been quieter than usual, since they decided it was too dangerous for travel on the North Road. Cutting them off from the trade traffic in and out of the capital has a way of doing so. Yet the innkeeper didn't blame them. Rather a lean month in the coffers than see folk come to harm.
Last round, everyone. If you haven't secured a room for the night, you best open your purses or head for the door. I've only so many free beds, and I'm certainly not interested in leaving you hooligans ready access to the taps all night.
The door opened sharply to a hooded figure, large and imposing in the doorframe before entering.
If you're in need of a room, friend, I'd be happy to accommodate you. Otherwise, I'm sorry to say that the Bard and Bible will be closing shortly.
I have need of a room, though it isn't for me. And a cleric or apothecary should be contacted quickly. There is an injured man in the cart.
The few remaining patrons darted up the stairs or out the door, tripping over each other at the unmistakable voice of an orc. One brave soul reached for a blade, but the innkeeper held out his hand, noticing the crossed circle brand on the orc's cheek. He did not anticipate any trouble, and yet his hand was still firmly grasped on his carving knife beneath the bar.
I don't know if we'll be able to rouse a cleric at this hour, but if his wounds are indeed severe, I have magics enough to keep him through the night until one is available. Do you have any idea how he came to receive these wounds? Or by whose hands?
He was alone when I found him, and there was too much blood to fully tell. One thing I'm certain is that he is not helped by the questions of mouthy dwarves. Now will you help me bring him in, or do I find someone who will?
The dwarf nodded, gesturing to the last patron to follow as he accompanied the orc outside. The young man was draped in a blanket that was covered in blood and lay on the floor of what appeared to be a merchant's cart, his eyes swollen shut. His arm hung at an odd angle. The innkeeper could not fully heal wounds of that nature, but he could do enough. He pulled the reagents from his bag and began to cast the spell. All the while, the clanless and the patron glared at each other.
There now. That should hold until the morning. Get him inside. Tell my steward he's to be taken to the room across from mine, and ensure that Brother Justin is sent for at first light. Go on now!
The innkeeper waved off the patron who carried the man in as the dwarf cleaned his hands.
Now then, I'm sure you'll be off to wherever it is your kind travels to. Thank you, and good night.
I will leave, but there is the matter of payment.
Oh, I assure you, you have nothing I want in trade.
Before the innkeeper could finish, the clanless dropped a hefty bag of platinum at his feet.
That should more than cover his room, the cleric you aim to bring in the morning, and even replace the components you just spent on him. Keep the rest.
Should I have any apprehensions as to the means by which you came by this?
No. But I'm sure you will anyway.
And with that, the orc turned to walk away. The innkeeper called after him.
I have to ask. Before you took the brand, were you either Bloodwine or Ashwalker?
The orc did not break his stride, but said over his shoulder,
I was Farhorn by birth. While the name Rockjaw will not turn a head, I assure you that there is no friend to Ogdrid Grimfang in either of those clans. Tend to your trade, dwarf. I do not want to hear about that boy's death in my travels.
Morning rose, and Brother Justin arrived to tend the man's wounds. Between the priest's prayers and his potions, the man was well enough to speak and regained his appetite. The innkeeper brought him a tray of food.
Hello. I've come with a bit of lunch for you. It's mostly just porridge and a bit of apple crumble, as Brother Justin gave us strict instructions about nothing that would be too demanding on that jaw. But it should help keep you going, Mr. Oh, wait. I'm only just now realizing that I have no idea what your name is.
My name's Caleb, sir. Caleb Fairwinter. I'm a merchant by trade out of Umberland. I heard that my cart was returned with me. Is the merchandise okay?
I'm afraid not, sir. The cart was picked clean. I can't even say your animal made it back with you. Though I've been given no reason to think it was harmed, if that provides some comfort. Probably just taken.
Well, there are worse things, I suppose. I'm still here, and let all that is good and right be thanked for that. I swore I was not long for the waking world.
I have to say, I've seen a fair number of unorthodox entrances in my day, but yours takes the prize. Do you even remember what happened?
Yeah, for the most part. Some parts are fuzzy, but I remember most of it. I had headed to Ecclesia to see if I could make one last good round of trade before they closed off the North Road.
Hasn't the North Road been closed for weeks now?
Has it? That would sure explain some things. Not much news from the capital in Umberland on a good day, so I guess we were just last to hear. Anyway, I had my cart loaded down with merchandise when I saw someone that looked scared on the side of the road. When I approached them, they grabbed hold of my arm, pleading with me.
Please, sir, you have to help me. I've been on the road so long. My stomach aches and my feet have swollen up the tops of my shoes. You have to help, sir. I'm starting to get scared. Night's coming quick-like.
I'm sorry. I truly am, but I have to get going. I have a long journey ahead of me and no time to stop.
That makes sense. After all, there are all sorts of ruffians and vicious beasts out on the roads these days. Ain't that right, Jasper?
They seemed to talk to somebody behind me, but before I could turn to see... everything went dark. When I woke up, I was on the ground. I could hear them talking about my cart. The first one was there, but there was also a dwarf voice coming from the back. I could see a big Ursal brute. That must have been the first one called Jasper.
I mean, there's some stuff worth the taking, sure. But this is below us, Georgie. This lad's got maybe a couple of hundred gold worth, and even that's only if you count the cart and the horse.
Yeah, it looks like we'll barely be able to scrape enough here to cover Jasper's dinner last night.
Look, you lot are the ones that came to me looking for muscle. Where'd you think that muscle comes from? Good, clean living, and my weight in steak and potatoes. That's where it comes from. This job barely got my hackles up. I'm gonna have to carry this cart back home myself just to feel like it's worth getting out of bed.
I should have just crawled away. Waited till they left, made my way to town by foot. But I'd sunk a lot of money into what was on that cart, and I didn't want to face my family with nothing to show for it. So I snuck up to the cart and grabbed a cudgel I kept beneath the seat. I barely had it in my hand when I felt a jabbing pain in my back. Oh, it burned like dragon fire.
Shh. Now that... was a foolish thing you just did. We were gonna let you go in everything. Guess this is the thanks I get for acts of kindness.
What's going on back there, Georgie?
Get over here. A friend woke up. That shouldn't kill you. Just hurt like hell. And keep you from running off after us or going for help. Then again, bleeding to death is always an option. Who knows? Maybe you'll get lucky. Boys, make sure nobody will ever know who this kid was.
Finally! Me first! Me first!
In a pig's eye, you got to knock him off the cart. Seems only right I get first crack at him now.
Flip you for him?
For the last time... That wasn't funny. And if you try it again, I'm gonna make sure your mother never has any grand cups. Odds or evens?
Fair enough.
1, 2, 3, evens. I swear you cheated.
Again, not my fault. You're the ones keep guessing the same thing every time. Now then, where to begin?
Oh, bugger all of this nonsense.
That's when the dwarf hit me, and everything got dark for a while. I eventually came to, but was so weak that I couldn't even think to stand. By now, my back was on fire. Raw pain tingling through me. I heard horses and saw the High Guard's banners. I tried to shout, but my voice caught in my throat. Tried to raise my hand. Something. I couldn't. I could hear them, though. Clear as day.
Commando Woldburn, ma'am. There seems to be a severely injured man by the cart up the road. Should we administer aid?
Tell me, Private. Did we not close this road to traffic because it's overrun with dangers?
Yes, ma'am.
And yet did this individual, of their own free will, and in accordance with the Wayfarers' Treaty, choose to go against that order and travel this road without military escort of any kind?
Well, yes, ma'am, but...
But nothing. Well, I take no joy in this individual's tragedy. Their folly brought this on themselves. We have orders to bolster the southern border of the capital. If we are to arrive on time, we have no time to waste. I will not disrupt our march for such piddling mercies.
They left me there. Without so much as a bandage. The next person I saw was dressed in really elaborate robes. White robes with sapphire and onyx gems. I couldn't make out the pattern at the time, but I could probably piece it together if it were in front of me.
No need. I know the man. His name's Father Westbridge. He used to be a local priest around here, but he knew how to talk to the right sort of people. I hear he's some sort of bishop in Ecclesia these days, but that's just what I hear.
I don't know about any of that. I just know that he saw me. I thought a servant of the temple would surely come to my aid. I guess that's what you would call what he did next.
Oh, my dear boy, look at you. What a state you're in. So much blood everywhere. Excuse me. Is there anything I could do for you? A drink of wine, maybe? Oh, no, wait, that wouldn't do. Ceremonial, you know. I don't know. I'm not the sort of priest blessed with the healing gift, you see. I tried it once, attempted to shrink a goiter on the Archbishop's cousin. Shame about that. It was a lovely memorial. I find prayers are more about our own connection with the light, you know. It's presumptive of us to expect actual miraculous effects, don't you think? Anyway, I simply must be going. I'm due in the capital for a blessing on the new garrison. Or was it a chapel? Oh, well, the words are mostly interchangeable. Am I right? Am I? Well, light blessings you and shine upon your pathways, my son.
I'm sure there were other words mixed in there, but I had already lost a great deal of blood at that point.
That sounds like Westbridge. Is that when the orc found you?
Rockjaw, yes. I was scared at first, tried to crawl away, but he comforted me.
Easy, boy. Easy. I mean you no harm. They call me Rockjaw. I serve no clan. Just a traveler like you. Can you speak?
I tried to respond, but I think it was mostly just shaking.
I will not lie to you. Your wounds are terrible. I have a poultice for the blade wound, but the rest I can do little for. There is an inn not far from here. I've never been, but I hear it is a refuge for the lost and weary. I will get you there. Now, ready yourself. I'm going to put you on the cart. It will hurt, but if there is any chance to save your life, I have to do it.
I nodded my head. He applied the poultice just like he said. It helped. And then he looked at me with a warmth I never thought an orc could muster.
I'm sorry for this.
The pain washed over me. Every inch of my soul cried out in pain. And the world went dark again. Next thing I remember, I woke up here, and a priest was tending to my wounds. Is Rockjaw still here? You said my horse was gone, right? That means he must have pulled my cart here on his own. I need to thank him. He saved my life.
This has been The Good Orc, A Parable of the Nine Realms brought to you by the Bard and Bible Podcast and Inroads Ministries. Tonight's story was brought to you by the following voices. Tony Pullen as the narrator. Mike Perna as the innkeeper. Joe Monzo as Rockjaw. Dave Atkins as Caleb Fairwinter. James Hatton as the human brigand. Madeline Turnipseed as the dwarf brigand. Tad Menser as the Ursul Brigand. Rachel Knight as the Private. Ashley Mowers as Lieutenant Commander Astrid Wodeborn. And Andy Gray as Father Elwin Westbridge.